dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
Over the fields we go,
laughing all the way, ha ha ha.
Welcome to The Atypical Podcast from theatypicallife.com. I am Matt Mooney.
And I'm Jenny Mooney. Here, we take a look at all kinds of things.
We may tell stories. We call them side stories. Welcome a friend to join us or interview someone more widely known and ask them all kinds of questions. And sometimes, yes, sometimes we may just do a little Matt chat, discussing the current happenings of our life.
Through all of it, we hope to give you something atypical as you listen along your typical day.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Let earth receive her King.
Let every heart prepare him room.
And heaven and nature sing.
And heaven.
Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Jenny, and welcome to a special podcast, a special Christmas edition podcast. Do we have a delight for you today?
I'm so excited about it. I think you guys are going to really, all the atypicalers out there, Matt, are going to really enjoy a little something different today.
We asked a series of questions. Now, I said it was five questions, but I kind of snuck seven in there the way that I like to do things. You know, if you're asking people, hey, will you drop by and do seven questions? That doesn't sound quite as good.
It's overwhelming.
You know, come on in. I'm going to ask you a few questions. Maybe it's like five. Seven. And so what we did, we brought these guys in. We got their, these are, Jenny, this is our episode entitled Christmas Questions. Get excited about it.
I love it.
And we brought these adults in. But not only that, Jenny, we reached out to some kiddos and they were super bold to get in here and answer our Christmas questions. It can be a little intimidating, the microphones coming in, talking to an adult. But we brought in these two kids. They came strong. So we asked the two adults and the two kiddos some Christmas questions. Jenny, I thought I would give you, before we threw to the answers, I would give you a Christmas question, one of the seven that we asked, and you would get an opportunity to ask me one of the seven. You ready for this?
Oh, I'm nervous because I know the question, so I'm nervous about which one you're going to ask me.
All right, Jenny, are you ready?
Yes.
If you could give President Trump, if you could give President Trump one thing for Christmas, what would it be?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me that one. I think that I would give him a candle. No, I'm kidding. That's not what I'd give. I think I would give him a day in someone else's life. So, for instance, my friend Lisa, who is a widow and has a teenage son with autism, and just how different her life looks, I think that it would be good for him, possibly, to follow her around for a day and see what life is like for her.
Jenny, do you have a question for me?
My question for you, Matt, is what do you want for Christmas?
You know what? One of the folks asked me this one, and of course I said, I have no idea. I mean, we are...
Do y'all see how hard this is?
I mean, hashtag blessed. Jenny, hashtag I've got the wife that I want, arm candy, I like to call you.
Yeah. What more could you
carry
want?
Carry you around town singing Christmas carols. I got these kids that are just so obedient and overjoyed and grateful, as far as you know, world.
You would carry me around, except for that 40-year-old crick in your neck thing.
You gotta be careful. I wouldn't carry. I mean, yeah. Hypothetically carry.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need to be carrying anything.
No.
We got to take care of the bod. Jenny, golly, what do I want for Christmas? You know, this should be way easier.
It should.
Than it is. Maybe like some clothing. You know, I always get to about this time when the temperatures drop and I realize something, Jenny. I don't have enough clothes. So, you know, if you know me, I don't like to buy clothes online, Jenny.
No.
I just feel like I'm not going to get the right. I like to go in. I like to touch it. I like to try it. And when I say I like it, I actually hate it. I hate doing that.
Yeah, you don't do this very often.
But I won't buy things online. So I have to do it that way. And so, you know, I don't know if you knew this, but the online is kind of taken over the world. And so I'm going to be left with very few choices. Right now, there are two places that I buy clothes from. And there are two places I can go, try it on, put it on. So,
well, and I would say this too about the way you do clothes. You know, you'll stick with something for quite a while. you will, when we moved and we were cleaning out closets, we were trying to give stuff away. You're quick to give it away once you're like doing it. But there were some shirts. I was like, you know, if it's over two decades old, I think we can move it along.
This is where we disagree. I feel like things are just hitting their stride. They're like coming back in style.
25. It is true. It is true. See? The '90s girls are wearing chokers, which is totally what I wore in 94.
Yeah, Jenny, if you would have cut those high waisted jeans that you were wearing,
yes,
they're back. But more importantly, guys, more important than questions we're asking ourselves, that was just a little sampling. We have got a treat. So get ready. Here we are. Let's meet the people that we asked our Christmas questions. Okay, here we go. Tell me your name.
Arden.
Arden, how old are you?
5.
5 years old. Do you go to school?
Preschool.
Preschool? Where do you go to preschool?
What's it?
And whose lap are you sitting in?
My mom's.
You're sitting in your mom's lap?
My name is Lauren Cowling. People on the internet call me LC. Arden Cole is my best friend. I run onecountry.com, and I'm a Taylor Swift apologist. And my dog, Nancy, is just a real important figure in my life, world. In this neighborhood, in the world.
I forgot to have John Ray introduce himself, so I will do so for him. This is John Ray. He has beautiful, long, flowing hair. He is a pastor, a theologian, a friend of mine.
I have a question. Should I say my last name?
Do you want to say your last name?
Yes.
Okay.
I am Pierce Heimer. I'm 8 years old. For fun, I usually like to watch movies, play with Legos, and play games.
What's your favorite thing about school these days? What's your favorite subject or?
Recess.
Recess. What do you do at recess?
I play a wizard game with my friends.
Arden, what do you think about Santa?
At the North Pole.
He lives at the North Pole? What else do you know about Santa?
He gives presents. He has a big beard.
He does have a big beard.
Well, I am not really into Santa. When I was 6 years old, we were driving to my grandmother's on Christmas morning. My brother and I had just gotten, so this was 1989, we had just gotten like a Nintendo and something else cool. And I remember catching my dad's eyes in the rearview mirror, and I just asked him, said, tell me the truth. And that was it. They weren't really into it. In fourth or fifth grade, they bought me a cheap version of the bike. My parents bought me a cheap version of the bike I really wanted. Mm. And that was the first present I got from Santa since I was like 6. And it's just because they wanted to blame it, because they knew that I wasn't going to, that I was going to be mad that it wasn't the like Gary Fisher bike that I asked for. It was wasn't even a Huffy. It was like the Walmart brand Mountain Climber, and it was pink and purple. Wow. So I'm not really into Santa.
I haven't thought about Santa in a very long time.
But when you do think about him, what do you think about him?
Coca-Cola American Santa?
For sure. Or not. Do you have a different Santa that you think of? Do you have a Pepsi Inuit Santa?
I was actually, honestly, just looking at old English, British Santas and how they are represented differently. It was one of those time killers, random.
How are they represented?
He wears green, for one thing, and he's not quite as jolly with it, but it was definitely not Coca-Cola Santa.
Okay. Look at that. Live and learn. What is green, not jolly Santa? Is he like stern? Like you haven't been good? You're on the naughty list?
Just not as commercialized.
Okay.
Much less commercial.
Okay.
Which I appreciated.
Like a little homelier?
And a little more, less expectation that he was just going to deliver every want and dream.
I don't think he's real. No, or I usually just want to take a picture with him. Sometimes I take a picture with his reindeer at the square.
Okay, Arden, next question. What do you want for Christmas?
Happy with the bottle, a big Hatchimal, a necklace, and high heels.
Oh my goodness. What color high heels?
Purple sparkles.
This year, what did I put on my Amazon wish list? And for all the people out there listening, you are allowed to be sad that I put on my Amazon wish list a new vacuum cleaner, a new duffel bag, because I'm tired of carrying a wheelie bag everywhere with me, a new knife set, because I don't have like a full knife set. I have a few like really nice knives, and a couple of records on vinyl.
What records?
Van Morrison. The one that has like all the good ones on it, like Caravan and Astral. Astral Week. I don't know. Van Morrison, an Otis Redding, and I think a country album that nobody's ever heard of, that nobody will be impressed, that will also make people sad, probably.
What?
Brandi Clark Live from Los Angeles.
This is where I'm supposed to say peace on earth and goodwill towards men, right? I mean, that's the mature spiritual answer.
But what do you want?
What do I really want? I want new wheels and tires from a bike is what I want.
Okay, so this is a bicycle.
Yes, commuter, my everyday bike.
What wheels and tires?
Well, you can go tubeless now on road bike tires.
Okay.
Used to be you could only do that on mountain bike tires, and now you can go tubeless on road bike tires, and I've got creaky wheels, and so I need a new wheel set, and if I'm going to get a new set, I'd like to go tubeless, and it just gets expensive real quick.
So what does tubeless, what's the advantage of tubeless?
No flats.
Okay, I like it.
I want this is going to be a long list.
Go for it.
Okay, I want a computer, an iPad, a phone. P.S. The iPad is private. A Dragon and Prodigy. Prodigy is a wizard game. And a laser tag, an Xbox One and an Xbox 360. And the Xbox One is a 1S. And I want also a laser tag gun. And if I don't get it, I'll just buy it. I have $50.
How much does a laser tag gun cost?
Well, some cost $100, but if I buy a Laser X, it will just cost $29.
So if you don't get it, will you go? If you don't get it as a gift for Christmas, will you go buy it?
Yes, I meant 25, not 29.
Oh, okay. Is there anything else on your list?
Wait, did I say Mice and Mystics?
No.
That's a board game where you're mice and you go through a castle fighting creatures, like rats and spiders. It's because of your wizard friend shrunk you, that way you could get out of jail. And the only way to shrink you was to turn you into mice. I guess he could have turned you into a bug, but he decided mice.
If you could give President Trump, our president, one thing for Christmas, what would you give him?
I don't know.
I would probably give him my collection of presidential history books and just see if he would get something from them. I would ask him to read Team of Rivals first, which is about Abraham Lincoln and the people that surrounded him, people that told him no every now and then. And then I might also get him a sippy cup.
How many people listen to this?
Just Jenny's mom and my mom.
Speaking of holiday mythological figures such as Santa, I would give him a Ebenezer Scrooge-like visit from Christmas past, Christmas present and Christmas future?
Dirty underpants.
Dirty ones? Oh my goodness, why?
Because I don't like him.
Okay, Arden, your favorite Christmas memory? Anything at all that you remember about Christmas that's fun? Favorite Christmas memory?
Favorite Christmas memory? Probably Christmas 2000. You remember there's that huge ice storm? Like massive ice storm across the state of Arkansas. It was the last Christmas my entire like big family, like cousins, aunts, and uncles, that we were all together. And then it ended up being our last Christmas with our grandmother. Like, I mean, she was alive for mentally, it was her last Christmas. And so it was just, we were 14 of us stuck in my grandmother's house without power. And then, but my uncle had a bunch of generators. And so he brought a couple to my grandmother's house. And we got in trouble several times for unplugging the deep freeze in the refrigerator so we could plug in like our PlayStation. And but even before he did that, my grandmother was somehow still making these like full meals, and we like called her MacGyver. And it was just really fun and cold, but we were all together, and it was just the last time we were all together. So that was probably my favorite Christmas memory.
It's a good Arkansas uncle that just has multiple generators ready at any given time.
I bet he has. I mean, and these aren't you could not buy this at Lowe's. This is like Arkansas Highway Department generator.
This is like, close to Y2K. It could have been in preparation. Well,
the church that in this small town where my parents grew up, where my grandmother lived, they have this like retirement village that probably had like 10 or 12 apartments in it. He had enough generators to power all of the old people apartments and my grandmother's house and his house. And I think his in-laws' parents' house too. I mean,
off the grid.
Yeah, I mean, we were living large.
Everybody else was shivering outside your windows.
We only got...
Should have gotten the generators.
Should have gotten the generators. We only got one radio station, and it was this radio station from Texarkana, just like playing Top 40, and my grandmother walked in into the living room where it was playing, and Ludacris Fantasy was on. And like, I'm pretty sure, I think my cousin like threw a shoe at the radio to like knock it down. So, because
we don't want grandma here.
She couldn't understand it, but we were all mortified.
Definitely with my kids. Definitely Jane making the sausage rolls that she makes every Christmas morning, getting up, eating those, having the kids come in, holding the kids while they're still in their pajamas with the Charlie Brown Christmas music track going in the back, the tree lit up. And we take Christmas morning pretty slow. So it takes us a while to go through the rituals. And so that's definitely it.
We went to, what's it called? Great Wolf Lodge, and it's where like they have water park and a bunch of other things.
Your favorite Christmas song? What is your favorite Christmas song?
Jingle Bells.
What is it?
Jingle Bells.
Can you sing it for me? How does it go? I think your mom should sing with you.
Oh, we'll sing it together. Do you want to sing Jingle Bells or the other one?
Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells. Okay, you ready?
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey.
I loathe Christmas music, but Christmas, parenthesis, baby, please come home, close parenthesis, darling loves version. And then
I don't know that I know what song that is. I mean, can you like hit me with a tune?
Christmas, the snow's falling down. Christmas, Christmas. She used to sing it every year for like 24 years on Letterman on like December 23rd.
I'm there now.
Oh Holy Night and Breath of Heaven.
Do you want to sing either one of those for me?
Breath of Heaven.
Beautiful. It's beautiful.
I just heard it the other day. It's Sufjan Stevens' Christmas album. But I can't think of the song right now. totally blanking on it. And Naomi Ray, my daughter, one of my daughters, sings one of the songs on it, one of the Christmas songs, and it is just gorgeous. Oh, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, off his Christmas album.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's Josh Girl's Christmas album from last year is really good, too.
We just got it on vinyl this year.
Yes.
It was Jenny's first Christmas gift.
Is it like a Jingle Bells thing? But my sister's made it. It goes like this.
Oh, it's an original song.
Yeah, we okay. made ourselves.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay. I have to think of it. Oh, yeah. Going through the snow on a pair of broken skis, going really fast, crashing into trees. The snow is turning red. I am almost dead. I woke up in the hospital with chainsaws on my head. Oh, 911, 911, help is on the way. Woke up in the hospital and still here till today. Hey, 911, 911, help is on the way. Woke up in the hospital and Santa is here today.
Arden, what to you is the real meaning of Christmas?
Because it's Jesus' birthday.
Well, you know, I'm not really a Christmas person. I always thought of myself as an Easter type of person because, you know, there's just a lot of stuff in the world that I need to be saved from. But I think to me, Christmas is as much as we think of like the resurrection as being this like life-giving, life-saving, miraculous thing. When you really stop and think about the birth of Jesus, that's also kind of insane when you really think about it, especially being a female and knowing what I was like at 14 or 15 and imagining not even an angel, but a person, just a person, a random person coming to me, telling me that I was going to like bear the child of God. Like, it's just kind of crazy when you think that these were just real people and what that was like. And so I just always like to remind myself of that at Christmas, that these were real people with like real feelings. And then all of a sudden there was the Messiah, and you wouldn't believe that, right? There's no way. Like, can you imagine getting a DM on Twitter? Like, that's, you know, you get a Facebook friend request from Gabriel and you're like, what? No, there's no way.
You just brought Christmas to 2017.
You know, I'm just, it's just did that. Like, I think it is such a miraculous, crazy thing, and the only way that the Lord can get my attention sometimes is through events like that. And I think it's a great reminder every year, and you know, should be more often than that, but just that, like, oh yeah, this was a crazy thing.
Disruption. The disruption that came from the God of the universe, the mind that created everything that is and holds it all together, interrupting the direction of all mankind, the destructive direction, by becoming flesh and doing what was necessary to reverse the course of cataclysmic history.
To me, well, it's what I've always heard of is the Christmas tale. Jesus Christ coming to earth, that way he could save our sins later on. Also, being time with family and friends.
What do you think the world needs this Christmas?
I don't know.
Like, I think I'd give everybody like a hug or something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Hug is good.
What else? I mean, that's something that I think everybody needs.
What would you give everyone? I know what you'd give everyone.
Babies.
A mute button. I don't know. I mean, I think that the world needs a lot of things, but I just find more and more that we either need a mute button or like a pause button or something, because it, like, nobody listens to each other anymore, and everybody's just always mad, and like, we just need to turn it off.
A ginormous mute button. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, that, or like, I don't know, for me, like vodka, beer. You know what else I want to give the world? I want people to start getting their own Netflix, HBO, Hulu, Amazon Prime. I want people to start getting their own passwords and paying for their own passwords, their own stuff.
the same thing that I would give to Donald Trump. A clear vision of where we come from, where we are now, and where we're going. And couple that with the recognition of what Christmas is about, we might have a chance.
I think they need more of being together with family.
Joy to the world. The Lord is...
Well, there you have it, our Christmas questions. Thank you for following along with that. We hope that you enjoyed it. If you did, share it out there so we can give some folks some Christmas joy. Thank you to LC, to John Ray, to Arden, and to our friend Pierce for those great answers, for coming in and giving of their time. As always, you can find show notes and links and other episodes at theatypicallife.com. We will be linking to all sorts of things, including the music that you've heard from the Cholas from their album Happy Christmas, which we love.
Repeat the sounding joy.
If I realize if Trump finds out, don't worry, I did give him my phone number.
Oh, good one.
Drop the mic.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.